Hello and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. Today's discussion is ideally suited for large corporates and retailers, specifically big box retailers, specialty retail, C-stores, grocery stores, anywhere and everywhere consumers buy and use prepaid gift cards. Today we have a data-packed show based entirely around the results of an in-depth evaluation of 200-plus merchants across three geographies produced by NAPCO in partnership with Blackhawk Network. To unpack the data, share trends, and actionable best practices to improve gift card programs, we're joined by Hillary Spitalier, Director of Product Marketing, and Andrew Solomon, Vice President of Sales at Blackhawk Network. They're also joined by Amy Dunkelman, Vice President of Research at Mercator Advisory Group. Without further ado, let's take it to the show. So Hillary, for anyone who's not familiar with this annual research, could you outline what NAPCO is and what the NAPCO research team looks like in its annual assessment?
Sure, definitely. So what this study is, it's a really robust benchmarking study that, like you said, is run by the NAPCO Research Group. So NAPCO Research is the research arm of NAPCO Media, which is a part of Total Retail Group. And at Blackhawk, we've worked with the NAPCO Research team for the past 5 years on this evaluation, and we're so thrilled to this year have expanded it even more to include the UK and Australia, as well as the US, which is what we've looked at over the past 5 years. So what they do as part of this annual assessment, the NAPCO team is assessing each individual merchant. So this year they looked at over 200 merchants and their in-store, their online, and their mobile gift card program experiences. So the team is actually physically going into the stores for all of those merchants. They're going to their websites, they're going into their mobile apps, and they're actually purchasing the gift cards and then assessing that experience across over 150 criteria points that have been developed over the 5 years that we've been partnering with them on this study. So what they're looking at things like, how easy is it to find the gift card? What kind of faceplate card art designs are available? What kind of denominations can you purchase with? Can you add a custom message? And then they're looking at, you know, does the order go through, which sounds obvious, but is a really important point to score merchants on. And then they do the same thing on the recipient side of things. So they're not only ordering the cards, they're then waiting and receiving the actual digital and physical cards as well. Does it feel like a gift when they receive it? Is there a custom message? Is it easy to redeem? And things like that. So after all of this assessment's done, the results end up being a really thorough and multifaceted assessment. The criteria and process is looked at really closely by the team each year. As I mentioned, we've done this for 5 years. And so they look really closely to adjust and update both the criteria as well as the process that they're using to address any kind of changes in the industry and customer expectations. So this is something that we took really seriously the last couple of years, especially looking really closely at changing customer behaviors due to COVID and then any adjustments that needed to be made to the assessment to reflect that.
So just a couple of things to add on that, Hillary. One of the reasons I really like this study, especially that you've got research that goes back for 5 years, the trend in the report really shows much more of an emphasis on digital, especially with what's happened in the pandemic and more businesses looking for digital options. I think it's really smart to help vendors understand their digital experience and what they can do to improve it. So I think although this is the fifth year, it's certainly very timely in terms of results.
Yeah, and the thing that I think what I like the most is it really creates a framework not only for a customer that has an existing program to expand on their program and take it to the next level, but someone who's entering the business, it shows you the roadmap of what some of the most successful companies are doing, and they can implement those ideas, you know, without having to do trial and error. So it just creates a great, great roadmap for our customers and our potential customers.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. Even if you weren't one of, you know, the 200 who are assessed, they do share vertical industry specific trends. So you could look and say, what are the largest brands in my industry doing? And I think, Amy, to your point on the digital side, what was really interesting is kind of that was the reason to shift to the omni-commerce experience. So looking at both not only their in-store and their online mobile experience, but where those overlap areas are. Because like you said, people are looking to have that hybrid shopping experience more than ever. So I think this report does a great job of assessing that for gift cards.
Awesome. So Andrew, sticking with your comments on how the report derives a roadmap and how it demonstrates some of the best practices that the best brands are using, what are some of the biggest takeaways and key findings from this year's research?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's really interesting is, you know, for total omnicommerce scores and multinational. So like we keep saying, this isn't just US anymore. And it's not just physical product. It's physical, digital. It's US. It's Europe. It's Australia. And what we're seeing is an overall score of about 66% over the 200 plus merchants that we spoke to, meaning that there's a ton of opportunity there for our existing customers to make their programs go to the next level. Retailers, you know, currently are investing in how customers want to engage and how they want to pay. We're seeing that there's a huge investment in different ways to pay, whether it's, you know, PayPal, Venmo, you know, we're starting to see some cryptocurrencies. So they're making huge investments there, as well as, you know, expedite the purchase for purchasers and then also self-use purchasers. They want to get through very quickly. We're seeing a huge increase with self-use purchasers for gift card budgeting purposes. There's all different kinds of reasons that people are purchasing gift cards for themselves. And the most interesting thing, especially because Amy touched on this, is, you know, digital is definitely growing, but we still see this unique lag in the mobile experience. And so many buyers are shifting to their phones, to their tablets, and really wanting a mobile experience. And the mobile experience is not emulating the actual desktop physical experience. So there's a lot of room there, you know, for improvement, you know, utilizing the mobile technologies and mobile strategies.
Andrew, I agree with what your takeaways were. There are two key areas that I saw as key themes. One theme that I saw throughout the study was looking for businesses to have more congruence with online, offline channels. And that's some of what you touched on. I think that during the pandemic, there was such an effort to go digital that now is an opportunity to figure out how to standardize or normalize those channels so that the experience in one carries over for the experience in the other. The second area that I saw as a key theme was there's an opportunity for everybody to customize. I think especially in the digital channels, technology has made the ability to customize card denominations and the like really a very easy possibilities. I think the days of one size fits all for gift cards, either physical or digital, have given way to the ability to customize and the consumers wanting to customize this as a gift. So those were the two areas that I thought were key themes.
Yeah, I think the customization for the gift giving side is paramount. Just because when someone's giving a gift, they want to feel like there was some thought put into it. And a lot of times, you know, gift cards don't have that personal touch to it. So that when you layer in the unwrapping of a gift card digitally or custom faceplate, it really takes the gift card to that personalization level and makes it quite unique. I totally agree with you, Amy.
Yeah, and I think the customization piece even goes to what Andrew was talking about with self-use. It's on the purchaser side too, right? If I may know that I'm looking to, you know, purchase my card for my monthly coffees that I buy, and so I don't need to go through all those extra steps, and I want to have that fast mobile experience. So I think you're both totally spot on that there's opportunities to make, you know, the gift feel like a gift, but also to customize the purchase experience so people are having the experience they want on that side of the process as well.
Really cool. Hillary, you mentioned that this is the fifth year you've been working with NAPCO on this research. But my understanding is that this year the research examined some multinational perspectives across a series of regions. Sort of a two-part question. One, I'd be curious if, you know, were there global trends that you guys identified? And then maybe on the flip side of that, is there anything specific to the U.S. that came into focus?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And you know, like we mentioned, super excited for this year to be the first multinational report. So last year, for the first time, we did look at US and UK, but UK was just looking at the e-commerce experience. So this year was the first time that in UK, we looked at both e-commerce and in-store, and then first time ever conducting the study in Australia, which was really fantastic and not only allowed to have those regional insights, but to your point, have kind of some multinational trends across all three areas. So to answer the first part of the question, globally, we actually saw a lot of consistency across some of the table stakes. So like Andrew mentioned, you know, the average score was that 66%. So some of that was what people need to be covering to do the basics, as well as some consistencies around areas that merchants can invest in and areas of opportunity. So across the board, we really saw the importance of having a smooth in-store experience for customers. So this is things, you know, covering your basics, like making sure you have cards in stock, having staff and employees who are knowledgeable so they can educate the customer about the gift card program, and then also investing in new and upcoming payment options. Like Andrew was saying, you know, customers have really rapidly changed the way that they want to pay and the way that they want to engage with merchants. So it's really important to keep up with those new and upcoming payment methods. When looking online, kind of similarly, one of the key takeaways across all three regions was making sure that your program is easy to find. You could have the best gift card program in the world, but if a customer can't find it, you won't be able to sell any gift cards. So this is making sure it's easy to find the gift card program on your homepage, as well as making sure you're promoting it out through emails, social media, making sure your customers as well as new prospective customers know about your program and how to purchase a card. And then I think finally, from a global trends perspective, this is what Amy and Andrew were just talking about. We really saw that importance of customization. So making sure that you are offering customers ways to make that gift card feel personal. So like we talked about, design options, having the custom message space. I also think the ability to select timing and denominations is really interesting. So if it's last minute, I know it's Andrew's birthday today, you can send the card to deliver right now. Or I could say, oh, I know Amy's birthday's in a month, but I'm thinking about it right now. Let me schedule it so that it gets delivered right on her birthday. And she really thinks that, you know, feels special and thought about. And so then the second part of the question for the U.S. side, the U.S. performed the best compared to the other regions on the in-store portion of the assessment, while the UK and Australia did do slightly better on the e-commerce and mobile part of the assessment. Some specific pieces, US retailers did the best on leveraging gift cards and promotions. However, there is still really a lot of opportunity there in the US as well. The research found only 10% of the 100 US merchants who were scored were running promotions for their gift cards in-store, and 49%, so nearly half, were running promotions online featuring their gift cards. At Blackhawk, we found that retailers who run promotions can see nearly 40% more revenue than those who don't. So this is definitely something that we think is a big opportunity for brands to take advantage of, you know, get creative with whether it's running a classic give one, get one, or if it's pushing something specific that's important to their brand, maybe it's a charity tie-in or promoting a specific product. But there's a lot of opportunity there. And then finally, across all three regions, we actually saw opportunity for more brands to invest in B2B programs as well. The B2B market makes up nearly 20% of the overall gift card opportunity, but in the US, only half of the merchants who were assessed had a bulk option on their website. And these numbers were even lower in the UK and Australia. So definitely a big opportunity there.
I agree with Hillary in that there were very little differences between the regions. I thought what was interesting is, to me, the research pointed out that there was a big difference in industry vertical. So, for example, the general merchandise and department stores got much higher scores, seemed to have their digital platform much more evolved, whereas if you look at casual restaurants or just the restaurant category, those tended to score lower. So I thought it was interesting that the differences were not regional, they were more industry-wide, but altogether, nobody got a perfect score, as Hillary just suggested. So to me, that says there's lots of opportunity.
Yeah, and touching on the promotions in B2B, you know, we've seen some more mid-market customers that utilize promotions extremely well that compete with large multinational customers. So that promotion engine that we offer really can elevate someone's card to the next level and their brand awareness. In addition to that, as we get back into going to offices and working kind of both at home and at the office, what we're hearing and what we're seeing is that employees want to be recognized. They want to be noticed. They want to be called out. And what a great way to do that is having bulk buying options and able to give gift cards on a frequent basis. It doesn't have to be a whole lot. It's not a $500 gift card, but even, you know, a card for a bagel or a coffee just means something to the employee. So that bulk buying that Hillary touched on is extremely important.
Really cool. Definitely sounds like the research has sort of fantastic assessment data. Andrew, I'd be curious, for the benefit of the retail audience listening in on our podcast, what are some of the takeaways and recommendations for actual practitioners, you know, that you might want to mention?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the most important thing is download these multinational reports, right? There's just so much information within these reports. You can see global trends and insights. You can deep dive into regional areas, whether it's the US, UK, or Australia. As Amy stated, you can kind of look at, you know, hospitality, look at big box retail, look at your quick service restaurant. You can kind of look through and get some really, really good information on how others are performing. We did also a number of virtual events and videos that are available to download and to hear more details on this year's findings. In addition to that, if you're included in this year's study, reach out to your account manager or to the BHN team to learn more about your specific score and opportunities to improve your program. This isn't just, like we've said, you know, for people coming into Black Hawk for the first time. It's about how can you take your program to the next level? What are people doing that we're seeing a lot of success with? If you're not included, or even if you were, like I just said, one of the best practices is to regularly audit and assess your program. Go through the actual customer experience on different devices and in different locations to see what the process is like, where there are pain points, where you can improve things, where things could be changed. And then finally, pick the right partner. This report has over 150 plus criteria, which just highlights how much goes into a really successful gift card program. Black Hawk Network is here to help. We always encourage retailers to reach out to learn more about how we can optimize your program or get one started for you. And it's just really exciting. So please reach out to myself, reach out to your Black Hawk internal management team, but really, really interesting stuff within this NAPCO report.
I agree. And I think this report is coming out at the right time of year where merchants are really trying to maximize their opportunities for the holiday season. And I think this report provides a really specific and smart blueprint on what merchants in any industry can do in order to help optimize their online experience and hopefully boost revenue. So I think there are very specific examples, including visuals that really drive home where there's opportunity to improve.
Yeah, and I think all the different, just to layer on to what you're both saying, all of the different areas that the NAPCO team looks into, there may be one area of your business that you've never explored before. This provides an opportunity to say, let me look at what others are doing, kind of what the opportunities are for me. And I think you're right. This time of year is a great time to be thinking, what can I do for this holiday? What should I be planning for 2023? So that idea that Andrew hit on of, you know, make sure you're assessing your own program regularly is so important to look across devices at what the actual customer experience is like, which is what we hope this report helps, you know, set up up for success with.
Awesome. Well, Amy, Hillary, Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today to share your expertise. Definitely looking forward to posting our, you know, the NAPCO report on Payments Journal for our audience to be able to download. And, you know, looking forward to talking again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.